Hello and welcome to the second funniest podcast, episode 320.
Oh, 320.
That's not a score. That is 320.
Which one am I?
320. 320. You're the three in my book.
What's the 320 area code?
Ooh. One from Beverly Hills?
Yeah, I'll look that up.
Who knows? I'm your host, Justin Worsham. And with me, as always, is the one, the only, the early adopter, the KevinMiller.com.
I just read an article while you do that now.
You have enough time.
Yeah, I do. It's good.
I like that song. I can't remember. That's what it was. My son was watching Iron Man 2, and I fast-forwarded to that part so I could see the song.
Wow.
We pay attention now. We know when it transitions to that.
Did you watch The Simpsons this last week?
No.
Where Milhouse learned that there was a chapter before chapter 2 of Finding Nemo. Because his mom always started it after
the first day of school.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny because I do that.
Right. But you do it because you kick your care less.
Yeah, he doesn't care about that part. He just wants to see Nemo and the good times.
Yeah, Milhouse couldn't handle. And I was like, this must be a regular, like, a lot of people must do that, jump past the first part. And then, and Bart's reaction was, Nemo's mom was in Nemo, Finding Nemo? Pretty great. That show has still got it. You know, when I was a kid, it came out in 1989, I was as old as Bart. And my brother and I watched that show like it was crack. Like, it was a religion for us. We'd get it. And like,
remember that
Sunday
time
night.
In the 90s where, like, there were Bart t-shirts that were just, that
everywhere.
Those were the things to have?
Everywhere. And then you know that they moved, after about 2-3 years of success, they moved to Thursday nights up against the Cosby Show, took the Cosby Show over, took all their audience, and then moved back to Sunday night.
They conquered the Cosby Show and made them take care of their backyard. Or whatever.
Something like, you know, get reality ingested into their show. Because in actuality, between The Simpsons and The Cosby Show, I believe The Simpsons' reality so much more than ever did The Cosby Show.
Really?
He was a doctor. She was a lawyer. They had like a dozen kids, and they always had time to hang out together, no matter what they were doing. They're like, because we never worked. He was just always home with the kids, hanging out.
Wasn't his office right on the side of the house?
It doesn't matter. No, you're thinking of something else.
Are you sure?
You're thinking of The Seavers, where Bill Gross had his psychology company.
Bill Gross?
Yeah, that's his name.
Bill Gross? That's our boss from Oasis.
Yeah, no, it's also the name of an actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, are you kidding?
No.
From Growing Pains.
Really? Bill, who's the guy? Wait, you're thinking of Alan Thicke. Alan Thicke was the dad on Growing Pains. He's the Canadian actor.
I've left. I've left the show.
All right. Well, I'll do the emails.
I think you might.
I really want to get. I know I'm right. I really want to get one of these Portal 2.
What did I say? Alec Thicke? Did I say Alan Thicke?
No, you said Bill Gross.
Bill Gross is someone famous in addition to our old boss.
Well, Google Bill Gross.
I am Bill Gross.
You know what we should do? We should get Aperture Science mugs from ThinkGeek.com.
Where can I get those at a discounted rate?
I don't know if you get why does it have to be less? The more money they pay for stuff, the more we get. We get a percentage of the sales.
Well, if I'm going to search on ThinkGeek.com, I think I should get
some. I kind of want to get this iPhone
Here's the
Portal
deal.
Skin.
Do we know when we get, like, can we see who bought it, or we just get a blank check?
We just get a blank check.
Okay, if you buy something, tell us,
okay,
and we'll do a special tribute to you
it's
on the show.
$60 for a Portal sweater. That's not bad.
I know. I told Kat I really wanted the cube, but it's 6 inches by 6 inches by 6 inches.
Why would you want the cube and not the sweater? One is practical, one is
She almost
cube.
Bought it for me, but I was like, that's $60. We can buy a video game for that kind of money.
Right? You could get, what's it called? That L.A. Noir thing you love so much.
Oh, yeah. That came out today. How do you like it?
Touche, Miller. Touche.
How's it going? How much have you played?
I haven't had a chance. I'm really into this Sly 2 thing right now.
Where are you in that?
I have not picked it up, weirdly enough, since last Tuesday. I have not had a chance to touch it.
How was your wife's
I did put
baby
a lot
shower.
Of vultures to sleep with RC copters.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I did do that.
How was your wife's baby shower?
My wife
put a lot of effort into it. So.
She did. And I'm going to be honest, it did not show. Her effort did not come through. It did not bleed through.
All right. Well, there's bits in this.
A Sharpie
rudeness.
Bled through more than your wife's effort bled through. So
this, is not funny.
Baby shower. Okay. Because it's true. It's just, not all Trudy is comedy.
Hurtful.
Trudy was also not on, the show, but was on
Bill Gross
Live.
Was. Who the F was Bill Gross? The reason why all that's funny is because that hasn't happened yet, but it has by the time you heard this.
Yeah.
But tonight, or today, I don't care when you listen to this.
Do you want to do emails first, or you want to do that first?
Yeah, at the end of tonight's episode.
We have to announce the winners?
Of the Killzone 3 Hellgast Edition.
Boom.
Is it Hoggast?
Uh-huh.
Hellgasten.
Tweeterless.
Tweezin. Tweezin.
Email number one comes from us from almost a month ago.
Do we have email theme song? You know, like if you listen to K-Rock out here, they always play the Hooray for Hollywood the entire time.
Oh.
He's talking in the background. It makes
me
want to choke
them. That's a little fun. We could stick to our theme song. Makers,
I think you want to get something
Punk?
Without any words.
Oh, no, that's Fatboy Slim.
You just want music.
Okay.
Do you have anything by John Mayer?
How about that? No. Stupid. How about this? That's good for upbeat emails, right?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
That's good.
Are there words to this song?
I don't think so.
Yeah, there are words to this song, bro.
All right. How about this?
I love it.
What are we doing? No, that's not good. That's not good. Oh. It sounds good. Like
emails. But there's no words
for
this.
We have 10
right?
minutes to answer these emails.
Here they come.
If you want emails, I mean, we could do, let's see, no words. I could try this. What's this do? Or how about this? All right? Isn't that good?
I don't know what it is.
Huh? Is that good?
I love it. Why don't we just play some video game music?
Isn't this in a video game? Which I did not... The parody of this was not lost on me, by the way. Speaking of dropping gas bombs on vultures with the RC copter, they did do a little Valkyrie thing while Bentley was trying to bust out Sly and the Murray.
Okay, here you go. This...
Okay, yours?
This will be good, yeah.
This is... Oh, well. I feel like we're going to make out, not read emails.
Wait a minute.
Mine's much better. Listen to yours. This is mine. This is mine. Alec Cameron tells us. You know, or yours. Alec Cameron.
I'm trying to find
from April 27th. Maybe yours is right. Maybe yours is the better way to go.
No, here we go.
Maybe we turn this into a late night call-in show.
I don't like most of these ideas. Okay, here we go.
Are you listening?
This is going to be good.
It's awesome.
Email time.
Is there a plane coming?
It's a little high tense.
No, come on. Let's give it a chance. No, I don't like this. I like this. Alec Cameron.
Okay, how about this?
Okay. Whoa. I think we spent too much time thinking about this already.
That was from Portal 2. This is also from Portal 2.
You know what?
There you go. This is good email. Come on. Email. Go.
Oh, Portal 2.
Yeah, email.
All right, hold on. I want to compare one other thing. I want to see, because I have some good songs that I think would be good. Okay, we listen to that, or we can do this? We got emails.
Oh, my gosh.
My son scared you.
Oh, a little more.
He went a little Malachi on you, didn't he?
Oh, that was a little uncool.
Little Children of the Corn.
Yeah, because I didn't know how long he had been there was really what scared me.
That's a
he
good
was just
way.
Standing in the doorway. Okay, yeah. What?
Do you think that's a winner, or you want to go Portal 2? Or we mix?
I like a mix. we'll go with yours.
Really?
Yeah, we'll trade them back and forth. There's a lot of emails.
All right, this first email... It's from Alec Cameron. We mentioned him earlier in a sexy tone. He said this on April 27th. He's trying to scare me. That's funny.
He knows
says,
scare him now.
Ha, 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 Kevin. Your Bentley sounds awesome. If Bentley was a lizard hobbit thing.
Haha,
JK. It was awesome. And during the conversation about Kevin's made-up sister, I would like to know what does go on in the brain of Justin Warsham. What would be an awesome name for that would be an awesome name for a comedy thing, I think. Let's see. And the worst boss battle I have ever done is the test of fear from Star Fox Adventures. Wait, am I supposed to answer the question about my what goes on in my brain?
It's up to you.
Well, Alec, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of time is spent wasting energy on making sure that my wife is filling ice cube trays correctly. Sometimes I'm faced with the everyday dilemma of a parent is that goes through any parent's mind, really, is that poop I smell? Or did he just fart?
Hold me now.
Sometimes I find myself thinking, what the hell am I doing right now? I should be talking into microphones because it's the only way I feel fulfilled.
I forgot the question. What's the question?
What goes through my brain?
Right.
Right now, I want to know why my son's obsessed with being a villain in a horror movie. Yeah. All right, let's see. What else? Star Fox Adventure.
Yeah.
It was hell and woe, that conversation about how technology is an extension of the human body. It was deep, man. Also, what? Who hasn't played Portal?
No.
So great when they come and don't
just
help
leave
us.
Leave him in here.
Who hasn't played?
He almost unplugged everything. That's why I stopped.
It will blow your mind out of your forehead. Not really, but it's still rocking. And a hooray anti-Justin Bieber movement. Wow, we talked about Justin Bieber like 3 weeks in a row. This is how it should be decided for if Justin Bieber or Spyro is better. They fight with nothing except their own skills. So Spyro, fire, ice, electric breath, dragon horns. Now for Justin Bieber, nothing.
He's got a lot of money.
Yeah, but he's got nothing. He's got no skills for fighting.
That's
you know
true,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless it's a dance battle. Now, if it is a true battle of champions, then there is a dance portion that favors Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
and then there's like a fire and ice competition that favors Spyro. I would imagine some kind of baby dragon skills.
I'd be into that.
Right? And do you know anything about the release of Sly 4, Justin, if it exists? I do not. That is your answer. And if I were Sly, when Bentley says jump and press the circle button, I would be like, what are you talking about? I feel like a comic with a guitar reading this with the background of music. I'd be like, what are you talking about? What's a circle button? Or do they know they're in a video game? Or even awesomer. Does Sucker Punch have genetically altered raccoons and turtles and hippos and all the other animals?
That is a solid question.
Is it like filming a movie where all the guards just have blanks in those guns, gun things, and the... What the hell? Why is that?
Okay, here. I got music.
Okay.
This is going to be good. Email music.
All right, good. Filming where all the blades are blank. And the rest is just Siegled?
I don't know what that means.
Well, let's see. Let's talk about that for a second. Let's answer his questions. So I read these emails, not just for the sake of reading. Do you think that they know they're in a video game, like Deadpool?
Yeah, I've often wondered, because it's clear as day. Like, I got it. I jump and press the circle button. I wondered if there's some justification for that, like what the circle button is. Maybe there's a circle button on their tool belt or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It definitely walks that line, but I think I've always attributed just clever writing of saying, just being direct to the player, but keeping it within the context of the universe.
Without breaking it.
Yeah. So I'm going to say no.
Do you think Sucker Punch has genetically altered raccoons, turtles, and hippos and all the other animals?
That I know to be true.
Okay.
Nate is one of them.
Do you think that the guns have blanks in them? That the guards have.
We know they don't. We've seen them fire.
Can either of you confirm or deny that? We did. Stop asking, Alec. And if there really is an app for everything, then why haven't I found one that makes Mountain Dew drip from the headphone jack?
That's
a good question. Not sure why you're angry about it in my interpretation.
Angry about most things.
Maybe that's one of those jailbreak apps. This is a funny email, Alec. And now
is this still the first email?
Yeah.
And
now you're also the second most generous podcast. And what are you talking about? Everybody knows babies come from the employees only section at Walmart. Everybody knows that.
What?
It's like, I feel like I have to read Alex's emails as a beat poet. And when and if you read this email, I'm sorry for its length and that it's horribly put together.
That's pretty great.
Thank you for your apology. That's the only interesting part, Alec. Santa Bell. Hey, guys, quick question for Justin. That's me.
This
not
is
you.
New email?
I'm saying that part. Not Joey. He
is
says,
this another new email?
Yeah.
Who's this email from?
Joey.
What's his email address?
Can you tell the listeners when Sly 4 is coming out? Or,
wow, we really opened up a Pandora's nest there.
Or give a clue. Thanks. And this is a question for Justin, not Kevin. Not okay. That Kevin is not awesome. I just know he is under contract and Justin is not. Sincerely, your Joe.
But if you knew, how would you know? And wouldn't it kind of come back to me? I mean, let's you answer the
I
question.
Could say, here's what I could say. Yeah. I could say that Chris Murphy hasn't paid me for the PlayStation that we bought for Jacob, and then he told me.
Oh, looks like someone should have thrown down some cashola for their beautiful idea. Yeah, where the hell is Chris Murphy and all this?
Oh, sorry, Sly. I lost my $80. I was out getting a key from a couple of dogs, and they challenged me to a race.
Sly 4 is coming out on June 6th at a predetermined year. Double up. Sends an email. Let's see.
Matthew LeBlanc.
He just says, how you guys doing? Doing great. How are you doing, Double Up? Good email. I'm just kidding.
Thanks, Double Up.
He says...
Double to the op.
Here's another one for Jacob. He says, hello, it's me again, and I want to announce I'm 12, not 8. Well, happy birthday.
Well, I'm 20. I'm 23. I'm 33, not 8. Thanks for caring.
I am a fan of all the Sony games and merchandise. Spell check, because he said merchandise. And he also said spell check, which I thought was funny. Right?
Did he really?
Yeah, he writes these emails like he can't. There's a delete button. Look at right now, Jacob. Go to your computer.
Okay.
Go to the upper right hand corner. There should be a button labeled delete, otherwise known as backspace. And you could fix merchandise.
Did you have to look at your keyboard to find what
no,
it was? Really
I knew
cool.
where it was. Like Ratchet and Clank, and in fact, Sly Cooper. I would also like to announce that I found out about your podcast through an internet search for Sly 4. I also have some questions for both Kevin and Justin. Number one. Ooh, this is good music.
But you like it?
What exactly do you think about Lotter? Why? The books. Lottery. Oh, he did my joke. Lottery. The books. The books are so much better than the films. The LOTF, a.k.a. Lord of the Flies, is not the prequel. It's a book called The Hobbit.
My mind is not clear.
Thank you, Jacob. I should also tell you guys that when I was talking about the lottery books, I was talking about the short story about a woman who gets stoned.
Oh, nice.
Spoiler alert.
Going back to 11th grade.
Yep. Number two, what do you think about ninjas? I got a story.
We have the best fan mail ever.
I know. I'm a big fan of all of our listeners.
also, frying pans or skillets?
What do you think, guys?
Do you like oatmeal cookies? Do you think Michael Jackson is the worst?
Stop reading the emails and let me answer these questions.
So great.
What do you think of ninjas? Here's what I think of ninjas. I think that modern ninjas are not real.
Yeah.
I think that they're fake. Oh, I thought that was Star Trek for a minute.
Oh.
I have a story about a kid on my block who was who claimed to have trained to be a ninja, and evidently he got some kind of fancy ninja Halloween costume.
What?
It looked real. I haven't told you the story?
No.
He had size, and the only reason I knew what they were size is because of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Thanks,
sure.
Raphael. And he came down from his roof. Like, you just saw this guy wearing all black, and he jumps down from his roof.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And I was going to collect from my paper out because I was super cool. And yeah, he waves them in front of my face and stops next to my throat and says, I almost killed you. And I go...
I love that I'm giving you Guild Wars Factions music to tell this story as well. Which is the Asian Guild Wars.
I said, wow, lucky me. And then he goes, I go, what are you doing, Brandon? And then he goes... He was like, I'm just practicing. Yes, he did talk like Clint Eastwood, which is great because his normal like eighth grader voice was like, I'm just practicing. So then I go, okay, well, I'm going to go collect for my paper out. I got on my bike and went.
I'm going to go make some real money.
Yeah, exactly. So I could buy a cool costume like yours. Anyway, I came back and he was sparring. We had these two like really overweight kids that were really cool. But so like there was this kid named Matt. who at five was as big as I was at 12. You know,
yeah,
like
those kids.
He was huge.
Those onset diabetes. Yeah.
No, he didn't have diabetes.
Oh, man, so dangerous.
So he he didn't make eye contact with me, just so everybody listening at home. It was very funny. So anyway, he's fighting with a five-year-old, right? And this kid was like holding his own, but he wasn't like, he was just kind of wrestling with him. And I go, "What, dude, what are you doing?" He goes, "I'm sparring." And I was like, with a five-year-old? Like, yeah. How, really, ninja man? Shouldn't you be go fighting a tiger or some fake animal somewhere? And so when I saw him, he was the only friend that I had on my block that went to, they were all in elementary school and we were older. He was the oldest, you know, he just moved into the neighborhood. And so when I would see him at school, I'd be like, everybody was kung fu fighting.
Which I'm sure he loved.
He did not. And so what he did was that when he moved away from town, he had to move back to Fresno, I guess, or whatever. He had about six of his friends decide to jump me while I was on my own from school.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I got the crap. That really kicked out of him. It was right out of like the act one of a superhero origin type story. It's like, I'm just walking around carrying my backpack going, I can't wait to go home and call my girlfriend or something and kiss her later. And then I turned
around. All my paper money.
I turned my head over my left shoulder to look across the street because I had to cross the street just in time to see a shoe. Like, and that's where it would go slow motion. And a shoe hits me in the face, right?
Was it a foot attached to that shoe or is it just a shoe chucked at you?
Oh, good question. It was a foot attached to a shoe. It was a kid on a bicycle with
his
leg outstretched, and he kicked me on the side of the head.
Oh, my gosh.
But I turned my head with it, and he caught my glasses, and my glasses flew off my head. And just like in a superhero movie, I go, and I caught him in my hand.
No.
I did at the same time. And then I was like, what? And I spun around with the kick. Like, I spun around just in time to see this other kid jumping off of his bike on top of me.
Oh, my gosh. And these guys are for real.
Yeah. And then they tried to kick me. But it was funny. Like, you could tell that they just wanted to be seen as bullies, not really bullies, because all they did was kick me in the legs and not really that hard. Nobody kicked me in the head or the back.
Well, tried to kick you in the head, that first kick.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, maybe they thought they got me good enough.
That's pretty hardcore,
There was probably about six or seven of them, and I got up and like made some like violent swings, but my backpack was heavy, so it just was awkward, and they just moved out of the way because these were not smart kids. They didn't have backpacks.
Clearly, books were not important to them.
Well, they were gonna go attack you when they're on their bikes.
Yeah.
So provisions.
So I go home, and that's when I told my dad that I'm like, I go, this will never happen to me again. I'm taking karate, and so he signed me up at a YMCA. He tried to talk me out of it. And then he signed me up at a YMCA class where the guy goes, I'm not going to teach you karate, all right? You're not going to learn what Daniel-san does. You're not going to paint a fence or anything like that. I'm going to teach you. Like, he's talking to a room full of, like, 8-year-olds and 10-year-olds, like, up to 12, you know? I'm going to teach you street fighting.
Awesome!
So I learned some hardcore street fighting and then never needed it again. Never once.
Bummer.
I was happy, though.
You know, because that's the opposite of the stories I have about getting jumped in junior high, where it happened on school premises during school.
Awesome.
Where, during, like, PE, one guy grabbed me and, like, five other guys just punched me a bunch of times in the stomach. But it kind of messed me up, and I went straight to the teachers and like, those six guys jumped me. 20 minutes later, we're all sitting in the principal's office together, and he's like, you. And the first kid in, the one that held me, he's like, man, why'd you call me in? I was just holding you. And the principal's like, okay, you are all, whatever, it's not expelled, you get 3 days off, suspension, you're all suspended. Thanks for playing.
So what do you think of ninjas?
I think they're pretty sweet. I do feel they're a little overplayed because they're everywhere. But I did feel that after 9/11, and this is appropriate after Osama bin Laden's murder, is that we should have ninjas on airplanes, because you put a gun, like a U.S. Marshal, on an airplane, you can get the gun from his hand. A ninja can take it from him.
A gun could shoot a hole in like the window.
Exactly. All sorts of problems can happen. You put a ninja on a plane, it's like all he needs is his fist. He can do all sorts of things. So I do think ninjas should be employed by the United States government.
All right.
That's my two bits.
Wow. Do you think that Jacob, when he wrote that question down, thought we would spend 5 minutes on it?
I think he expected 10.
Oh, sorry, Jacob. Number three, which old Western movie is your fave, anti-fave? So old I think Western? He's asking, like, if we have an old Western movie. Now, here's the thing. Jacob is 12.
Yeah.
So he was born in 99.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Right? So technically, Unforgiven is an old Western for him, right?
Oh, this hurts.
Because that was my favorite Western.
I saw that in the drive-in.
kid.
Hurts so much.
They had drive-ins when I was a kid in my hometown.
That's what
but
I'm
you
saying.
Probably didn't have one.
We
oh, you did. You did see it at a drive-in.
Union City had a drive-in theater. Oh. It's now a big multiplex normal theater.
Flea
it was
market.
A terrible place. Yeah, it was the flea market. It was a terrible place to have a movie theater because, especially a drive-in one, because even at the time in the Tri-City area of the Bay Area of California, there was a freeway like half an acre away, and all this light pollution. So we saw Terminator.
I'm telling you right now.
Exactly. We saw Braveheart there. We saw Terminator 2 on those screens. And we saw True Lies, like dark movie with a lot of night scenes.
Yeah.
Can't see a damn thing in a theater like that. But they did have a sweet old arcade inside, which was pretty great.
So you wouldn't watch the movie at all then?
Tried to. My mom would come and be like, the movie's starting. Get inside. I don't know. Like, we were enjoying
ourselves.
See,
I like... My dad started taking us to the drive-in because we at our drive-in, you could watch two movies in one night. Mm-hmm. And we would...
You could watch it three times at our theater. Would show the main feature would show twice, and then there would be...
Oh, no, they would have two different movies.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
They would be like a move. The main feature,
oh,
whatever
so
came out.
So if you came later, you could see the one that you missed.
Yeah, exactly. So you could either come see the main feature and then some movie that had been out 6 months ago, and then the main feature would show again. So you really could come and watch the main feature twice in one night, and it was all one price, and you'd just sit there and watch all these movies.
We would go, but I don't, I'm sorry. I was going to tell this story, but I think we're getting way too far away from his email. But I was going to say that when I was in high school, I tried to take a girlfriend to the drive-in because I might have told this story on the show a long time ago because I thought, well, this is a great date because we could sit and talk like during the movie and it wouldn't be weird, but we have something to watch if there's like a lull in the conversation.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
But she read this as in you wanted to go get
make
to fourth
out.
Base.
And so I was like, and I had that thought, but I'm like, it's not 1957 anymore.
Yeah.
Like, nobody goes to the
but
drive-in
that's
to make out.
Everybody goes to the drive-in. We were, as a family, we'd be in the drive-in, and we could look on either side
that.
Of us, steamy windows and all sorts of,
that.
Like, we'd be with our crazy uncle Mad Dog, and he'd be like, that guy just pulled up his pants. Yeah, you sent the wrong message, bro.
So, I would have to go, but if it's like old, I can't remember, like an old, old Western that I really, really enjoy.
John Ford's film, with John Wayne, Paint Your Colored Wagon. That's not it.
Painted Wagon?
I'm going to have to
painted
look that
Painted Wagon
up.
Is one.
I think it's Paint Your Wagon. Anyway, I'm a big fan of a lot of Western. You can go to, I'm forgetting the URL, but there's a website that just has free old Westerns and old movies on for free. And sometimes at work, I'll just put one on to have in the background. You can see old McClintock. Ugh, that movie's so funny.
I've seen that.
It's a John Wayne movie made towards the end of his career, so it's almost like a spoof of the...
Of his movies?
Of those, of country, of Western movies, but all done in love. You know, not making fun of them like a parody, but just like... Kind of tongue in cheek. Yeah, we always know this character's the bad guy, this character's the good guy, and they play with that. So that's a fun movie to watch.
Now you put Star Trek on there.
Yeah, I've been doing Star Trek a lot. It's been going back and forth between Star Trek and Guild Wars. And then the worst I'd have to say is Back to the Future 3.
Really?
It's not a Western.
Oh, I liked it. But I would say, like, I didn't like those Tombstone and Wyatt Earp. Like, they were
oh,
the
really?
Those
I love
two?
Those. Yeah.
I don't know why, but I remember just not... I mean, I probably, if I watched them today, I'd be like, oh, I could tell you what my going to be my new favorite. My favorite new Western movie is going to be is Cowboys vs. Aliens.
Oh.
That I'm very excited to see.
Why didn't I say that? It's my favorite Western before it's even out.
Yeah, right? Do either of you speak Latin? Because I can conjure a little. Which I think is funny because conjure is French.
Yeah.
I think it's conjure.
Yeah, and why is it conjure? Like conjure, like demons from a spawn hell?
I think he's saying that he's a wizard and that we should not mess with him.
When does sorcery
or an alchemist?
They should fight ninjas.
He says, I don't think I speak any Latin. I do know that as
you
a kid.
Do. E pluribus unum. There's a lot of Latin words in
carpe
it.
Carpe diem.
Yeah, those are all.
Quid pro quo.
What did you want to do to me?
A quid pro quo.
Did you just try to eat my lambs?
Try to get completion. But I know as a kid, I was really good at figuring out the Latin terms of words, even though I didn't know it was like Latin.
Yeah,
for whatever reason, like I had this ability. That's why my teachers thought I was really smart, because I just had an understanding of things. But it's only because if you really look at it, Latin uses the letters in the way that they're intended to be used. Like it doesn't mess them up like English.
Well, there's
does.
A lot of French words in our language which just mess things up, like REs and
screw the French. Sorry, Canada. Number five, Justin, I share your love for stealth, being a ninja, and I am asking, how's your smaced? If you don't understand Smaced, buy a copy of the Ninja Handbook at www.askninja.com. I think Jacob is the Ask Ninja guy because he's very awesome. Into promoting himself. I do. My Smaced is okay.
What he's talking about?
No clue. I don't think he did that. Who is your favorite female singer?
Ooh.
Let's see. My favorite female singer. I got to be honest right now. In fact, I'm gonna throw a little bit on here if I can. I'm a big fan of Pink.
Oh, nice
shocker!
Choice.
I really like. For a while, I was in a Kesha phase, but then I felt like it's not proper to support her. You know, losing her mind and all that stuff. Why isn't that on here? I thought that I had that song. Yeah, it is. There it is. Oh, she's not Pink like that. This is. I love this song right now. Wait, why is you? No, why would you? Why do you hate me, iTunes? Why do you not want me to be happy in my own little world? There it is. Right, let's fast forward a little bit. Come on, tell me this isn't a good song.
Pretty good.
Ooh, sounds naughty.
Is that from Batman?
From Batman? I don't think
Why
so.
Why so serious?
I don't know.
That's what the Joker's thing.
This is in every movie trailer now. There, that's my favorite female singer. Do you have one, Kevin?
Yeah, here he comes. Only by default, the only woman artist I have in all of my iTunes. I was way into this girl just before I went to India, and she came with me on the flight, and then I got tired of her. By the time we landed in India, I didn't listen to her anymore, and don't listen to her now. It's Ivy, the French sensation of 2009.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, no, of course not. That part's pretty cool. It gets less cool. Until when she starts singing, it comes down a little. She's real loud. I'm shouting.
I'm sorry. I was thinking, I could probably turn this down for him.
Probably.
Make it easier.
Yeah, a little easier.
But I'm not gonna.
We're 45 seconds into
the
song.
It's the NFL.
Here it comes.
Jump and press the circle buttons.
Reminds me of a female artist that will name nameless. You can't fight the undertow.
Weird that mine is like celebrity and fun, and yours is kind of orgy music.
Yep. It's because I'm a Star Trek fan.
Oh, that's like... funny to me. So then now we have the next one is a favorite male singer.
Oh, that's fun.
I gotta think of this.
Mine's easy.
Yours is? Okay, well, if you're ready.
Mine was always Coldplay, of course, but lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's changed significantly. Something's wrong with my iTunes.
How's it working out for you? Not so good?
It's been better. I'll be honest.
Had better days, have you, my friend?
Better days would be better than this. Would be better than this. Why is it doing this? We should just press pause.
Nope. Not gonna happen.
Nothing makes sense. I don't understand.
I'm trying to decide. Okay, here. I'm just gonna play both. And heads up, this is about to get explicit. But this is one of my new favorite songs. Here's the thing. I'm going by my favorite songs because I don't really follow artists that well. And these are two songs that make me happy right now. Let's see if I can get it into it.
Ain't that some shit? Ain't that some
shit? Oh! I love this version. We are dancing.
Nope.
I guess she's an Xbox. And I'm more an Atari. About the way you play your game and play.
So I like that one.
Yeah.
But this is kind of a band, but I like this song. I know you're going to make fun of me.
I already am.
Oh, why did I not? I got another one that's even better.
I don't think he asked for your top 10.
This is fun
for you.
Listen. My job came home, man. Got a hug and a kiss, and that's too bad, she said.
I can go to work until you find another job. Oh, what a good lady. I like the sound of that. Watch
TV and take long naps. Go from a hard working. My son loves this song, by the way. I'm the only one dancing for this one. Rewind Barney for the 15th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubblegum in a baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long. And it's only Monday, Mr. Mom. That's Lone Star, Mr. Mom.
Oh, wow. That's,
but this is the this is my real favorite male singers right here.
Oh, of course.
I put this out on Twitter, and I cannot believe that this. I love their new album. And if you could guess who this is listening, I'll give you a little time. But I'm not going
to. I know who it is.
If you tell us, if you say who it is, it ruins it.
Yeah.
But I challenge you to not love this song. Listen to the vocal. If I would shut up, you could.
We played this on the show.
Did I?
Yeah, for my wife.
No, not on the show for you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I played it for her, just in the table.
Okay.
So it's Thinking About Something by Hanson.
They're back.
Hanson.
Do they still have Justin Bieber hair?
No. No, they don't.
You're going to like my song. Here it comes.
I turned you down.
Yeah, well, you should turn me up. You like it, don't you? It just goes on like this. I descended a dusty
gravel ridge. We are two very different people musically.
Yeah, but wait, hold on. This is a great song because it starts in a music I would listen to. It ends in music you would listen to.
Oh, I'm excited to hear that. At the place where your soul had died. Barefoot. Oh, wow. In
the shallow creek. This is Death Cab for Cutie. Stones from underneath and waited for you to speak to me. Does it start here? No. No. In the silence
that you don't my part. Disappear.
I'm moving ahead. I want
to know my fate. Dude, Justin better. From high school
yeah,
that part.
Exactly, yeah. It's very grungy.
Toad.
Yep. It's hard to want to stay. And then it keeps going.
Yeah. I like it. You're right. You're right. I like it.
It gets cool. It's not as, like, fun as your songs, but it definitely gets rocky.
See, I don't know. It might be just because, like, I spend a lot of time thinking about, like, I don't know, maybe it's the serious stuff that I, when I listen to music, I like it for it to be, like, happy. And
yeah. Like, I need it to be a soundtrack to my mind, because if it's too distracting, then I get, I
this
can't
is your
focus.
Mind?
Oh, yeah, this is pretty much the temperature of the water in
really?
My brain.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I can listen to this song, this album, on loop all day.
Like, and it's white noise to you.
Yeah, and that's...
See, and I could listen to that Hanson song and be just fine.
That Hanson song's okay.
Yeah.
I listen to that. Honestly, at work on my Pandora, the commonly used station for me is big band swing music, like authentic music from the 1940s, because that stuff just exists in the background and is like, oh, there's people in the bedroom, they're dancing around. You don't care. You're like, you feel sophisticated. You feel cool.
It's like jazz, but it's like pop jazz.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
Question number 8. He says,
is this still the first email?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not very good at this. I have a retro duo, a mash between a Nintendo and Super Nintendo, and I am asking, what is your favorite Nintendo, Super Nintendo game?
No, that.
The first Super Nintendo game that pops to mind is F-Zero. I remember playing that a lot.
Super Nintendo game? Oh. Got to be Back to the Future 3.
That's great.
No, Super Nintendo game.
Do you have the soundtrack? Is that what you put
no, on? No, it's all on YouTube. You got to go with Super Mario Brothers 3. Like, Super Nintendo. That's Or is that Super Mario World?
I never was. You're right. I was never into those Mario
Super
games.
Mario World. Man, that was a game changer. That was Portal 2 of its generation.
Books? No, I do not. Not here. They're probably in your bookshelf. You're so serious.
Yeah, we're dealing with a very
he looks like
mom fell down
one
the
of his
stairs.
Fish just died. Yeah. Yeah. He says he also says yes. You search Paperboy in the App Store and it's called Paperboy Classic because I was looking for the Paperboy game that I could play on my iPhone. Thank you for that, Jacob. And he says this email will self destruct when you least expect it. Oh, there. Oh, actually, I was when I expected it. Oh, wait. P.S. Jump and press the circle button.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, we got to get it to Mia. There's an email from Mia with her new segment, so we got to put together some of those. But here's I'm going to keep plowing ahead. Scarlett writes in the video in the Hidden Sly collection, you can see a guard with a red or orange coat of fur. What type of animal is that? If you can't answer that because it would release too much information for Sly 4, it's okay.
Oh, in the Sly 4 preview?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of animal. It's like a big, it's one of the big guys, right? With the,
I don't remember it.
It might be a water, looks like a water buffalo. I'm going to go water buffalo.
All right. He said, and then Scarlett continues, we all know it's coming out anyway, LOL, and I can't wait. I really hope Sucker Punch pulls it off right this time. Yeah, right?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Did they pull it off wrong the last time?
I think they did on that second one, as far as I'm concerned so far. I expect amazing things to happen in Sly 4. Oh, you might want to lower that bar. I hope it turns out as well
I
as
I want
expected.
A portal shooting gun.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. Let's see. Oh, okay, cool. I'm just reading these. I'm not previewing these at all, but this is from Cross, I think... And it says, just thought I'd share a story about what happened to me a couple weeks ago when I was on holiday in New York City. I went to Ellis Island, we got the audio tour, and started to walk around. We had walked around for a while, and then I tried to use my audio guide, but it wouldn't work. It took a while to load, and then it said a sentence in Spanish, then it stopped. I thought it was just temporary, so I played it again, and this time it was in Japanese. I couldn't just walk around looking at things, so I plugged the headphones that came with the studio guide into my iPod, and guess what I listened to? That's right. Smodcast.
Smodcast.
No, I'm kidding. No. That's right, the second funniest podcast. So I listened to an older episode, 248, 249, somewhere around there, and walked around looking at displays and pretending I have any clue to what I'm looking at. Then we get into a room where my parents... both look really sad, and I'm just staring blankly and listening. Then Justin says that he wants to hire a Nigerian prince to email advertisements for the podcast, and I burst out laughing, so I pretty much stuffed out of that room with its awkward atmosphere while people looked at me like I had just kicked a puppy. Didn't stop me listening, though. Yeah, so that was my trip to Ellis Island. Thanks if you read it, and I'm wondering if you were there... if you were there, are there a lot of English listeners? Love the show.
That is the best I was listening to a podcast story I've ever
heard. I think what Cross is asking is if we have a lot of English listeners. I know of at least two others. Yeah. I know PJ was the original. We call him O-E-L.
All English.
Original English listener. And I recently found out, because he also listens to the Dad podcast, too, that I said he was from London, but he is not from London.
It's a totally different
thing.
He's
from south of there, I think he said, or something like that. But anyway, we're besties. And but I would throw it out there on the Facebook, Cross, if you're not already up there and I have missed you, because I know that PJ is on the Book of Faces. And I want to say there's a, I'm so bad with names, but Maggie, I want to say, is another English listener that we have. But anyway, this next email from Andrew, it says, first of all, thank you so much for going to such lengths and actually reading my message on the show. I was so happy, with an emoticon even.
Aww.
You suggested I should listen to some of your earliest episodes where you might have talked about traditional animation. Well, there are 317 episodes, and I could not find a single one with this topic in the description. Helping me with this is purely optional. You have busier than me lives anyway. P.S. It's funny. It is funny, Kevin said repetitive and driving me nuts about Spyro soundtrack. That coming from a man who just loves Robot Rock by Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't get his jab. Yes, hold on. My son's down. I don't know. Child, I love you so much. I do. I love you so much, and you're so adorable, but I really don't know where your comic books are. I really don't know.
If you could see how cute this little 2-year-old is.
He gives me such a serious look on my face.
I'll take a picture of
him
for you.
So, I don't know. There was one where we talked about, like, Bugs Bunny and stuff like that. I just don't remember what number, and it probably isn't listed in the description. So I'm sorry we can't help you, Andrew. Here's what I'll tell you. We like it.
Right.
That's not from somebody in the show. Oh, Ryan, I think, he's also a Twitter friend of ours, but he says, "Dear Mr. Worsham and Mr. Miller, I was ecstatic to hear my email read on the air for episode 317.
So
I hope that people liked it. I have more questions if you want more. I tried to make it more specific, and yes, they aren't all about video games. They're just randomness that pops into my silly brain. For
this
Kevin,
is the Paperboy theme song, by the way. I put this on
for thank you, man. It sounded familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
Favorite iPad app, Kevin?
Oh, favorite app?
Yeah.
I'm going to look at my iPad real quick. I mean, I love... I'm going to have to go... this is really hard. I think the coolest app is Flipboard. That's pretty great. But Max and the Magic Marker is also pretty fantastic.
Favorite sports player?
Joe Montana. No, that's not true. Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice.
What was the first car you ever had for your own?
I had a Buick Riviera, 1978 Buick. It was bigger than your house.
And favorite school subject?
In what grade? We'll go radio, television, and film, my degree.
Perfect. For Justin, what's your favorite dog breed? As far as looks, I'm going to go English Bulldog. As far as purposefulness, I would probably go, let's see.
classification?
Yeah, well, I'm trying, like, I was going to say Labrador because I've always wanted one. I think they're smart dogs, but I've never really had one. I did have an English Springer Spaniel, which was pretty cool.
Sorry.
Thank you, Tetris. At least favorite animal to see in the wild, fox, wild turkey. Which animal? I'm going to go pigeon is my least favorite animal to see in the wild.
I would agree. In the wild?
Yeah.
I guess that's the wild.
I'll tell you the coolest animal I've seen that was wild was on this trip on Route 66 with my son. I saw wild donkeys. That was pretty cool.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah, wild horses. I've seen those on Red Dead Redemption.
Favorite hotel chain to stay in on the road? I would say, that's tough because I really like You could talk? Oh, you want to talk? I didn't set you up a microphone, buddy. Maybe next show. Next show we'll let you on, all right?
Okay.
So I like the Marriott beds and the way the rooms are laid out, but Holiday Inn has the best smelling soap and shampoo. They got this like cinnamon like spice scent to it that I really like. Which leads me to my favorite scent is that cinnamon spice lotion.
But if I'm going
for like a traditional like air freshener, I'm gonna go vanilla.
Vanilla, yeah, all the way.
He says, "Thanks for reading. I don't know if I deserve to be answered again. Spread the wealth, per se. Sincerely, Mr. Pike."
No, we don't have a bar. You write something, we'll read it on this show.
Well, I don't know if that could continue to be true if it keeps growing.
No, it's true.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. This email comes from Maddie. She says, "My name is Maddie, and I think of myself to be Sly Cooper's number one fan."
Aww.
All right, Maddie, we challenge you to a battle to the death to everyone else on the Facebook page. Bring it on.
Battle to the death.
I heard about this podcast thing from listening to part of one on YouTube. It was the one where Cooper Gang robs KFC. Funniest thing ever. Anyway, I was just watching the one about Sly 4, which I'm waiting eagerly for. And I don't know if you guys are done discussing it or not, but I would like to tell you about my idea for it anyway.
Yeah.
I actually have two ideas, so here we go. Now I'm Casey Kasem. Number one.
Change your thing. Change your...
Uh-huh. Change my what?
Yeah, to the base. To the guy. Yeah, yeah.
Number one, Bentley and Penelope make a time machine and go into the future to see what it's like. They find it destroyed and come to find out an evil dude screwed up stuff in the past, so they have to go back and fix it. As you do that, you get to meet each of Sly's ancestors. Number two, Clockwork had a son who kidnapped Sly. Bentley and Penelope had built a time machine and decided to go back and get all of Sly's ancestors to help save Sly. And each ancestor has a problem that Bentley and Penelope have to help them with so they can come with them.
That's really hurting my ears.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
That was your idea.
I know. I just realized that. Is that really how they do it? Because it hurts my head.
No, they put FM compression on there to make it nice. But anyway, thanks for reading this. I sent a few emails to Sucker Punch, but never heard back. They're probably super busy, though, so I don't blame them. Another note, I would be honored if you would take the time to look me up on YouTube. All right. Okay. I'm going to plug you here. My username is SlyCooperRocks101, and you could search up I am the ultimate Sly Cooper fan in the search bar to see how crazy I am for Sly. The video, that video is actually really old, and I have a lot more Sly stuff now than I did then. My absolute goal in life is to be the official number one Sly Cooper fan in the world. I think
you could do it. I believe in you.
I think everybody else who listens to the show should just back off and let her have it. I mean, it's a life goal. That's what we do. We support here.
Yeah, I'm about it.
You don't have to reply, but it would be amazing if you did. I would frame the reply and hang it on my wall. But if you are too busy making hilarious podcasts that make me laugh hysterically, I completely understand.
She Thanks wants us to write back?
I guess. I
reply. Hit reply.
On the email. All right. What do you want to say?
I say, frame this. Your friends are the second funniest podcast, Justin and Kevin. Okay, bye.
I can't do this and go on to the next email.
No, well, it's okay. I'll talk about the music that's playing. Let's see. What do we got? Oh, it's Sly Cooper. This is from Sly 2, the soundtrack to the main title and credits. This is Justin's favorite game ever.
Yes, it is. If you want, Maddie, you can send something to P.O. Box 11192, Burbank, California, 91510. And you can get an autograph if you would like, since you are a number one fan. That's something that we do. That's a Killzone person. All right. Justin, I know how much... Oh, this is from Brandon again, our good friend. To Justin, I know how much you like the Assassin's Creed games, and I just happened to come across info about a new Assassin's Creed game and thought you would like to know in case you haven't heard about it yet. And here's the links to the info about it. And also, it's meant to have both Altair and Ezio. What? I'm on board with
that. What does that mean?
Those are the two guys that you play as in the olden times.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I need to play that game.
It is a fun game.
Jake Wagaman loaned it to me.
I need to flag that so I can go back and read that later. Anyway, Victor says, hello, Mr. Worship, Mr. Miller. I was wondering if you could get one of the villains in the Sly Cooper series on the show. Personally, I would like to see Dimitri's voice actor on the show. Yeah. Thank you guys for the best. From Victor. That's your department, Mr. Miller?
Yes. All right. I'll look into it.
What? We did it.
Really?
That's all the emails. All the rest were Mia's Lady Gamer. Segments, which we need to start throwing on the shows, Killzone stuff. So we did it.
I'm very proud of us.
So now we need to announce the winners.
Oh, yeah, we got to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, let me pull up a Killzone 3. This is from Assassin's Creed.
What the hell?
I don't know what you're playing.
I'm still playing Shout It Out by Hanson, one of the best albums of all time, and a drum roll.
Am I doing this?
You can if you want.
All right.
Oh, that's what happened. My son hit a button here that made that super quiet.
Right.
Jacob.
Okay, so the winner of Best in Show of our video submission for the Killzone 3 Hellgast Edition. You need to email us back so we can send you the copy. I wish I should announce that after I announced the name. Let me take it again.
Say what? I'm sorry?
I was starting to do like housekeeping stuff before.
While you're doing the announcement?
Yeah, exactly. So let me
I'll do that, and then you can announce the winners. All right, here's what you're going to do. If you are announced as a winner, you're going to send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com and say, hey, I am winner. This is my name. Here is my address. Please have it. My special Hellgast edition copy of Killzone 3 sent here.
Also, you were supposed to get an email, Justin, code word, the email we sent before we recorded the last episode. Did you get any sort of responses from that email?
Oh. I am a dummy.
That was code word for this thing. Oh, look at that.
I did.
Oh, great. And... Okay, that answers that question.
I did get my email.
Great. We'll do that one last.
Okay, great.
Okay, so the winner of the contest, and he gets the best video out of them all, we were laughing the whole way through, was Ben Cooter.
Congratulations, Ben Cooter.
You did a great job. We were amazed by the artistic stylings and the dedication to creating an amazing video by Maggie Sturzer. You gotta watch Maggie's video. She's on the post there. She drew a character from Killzone 3 and then recorded herself doing it.
It's like a time-lapse video of her creating a graphic on a computer.
Time-lapse, it probably took her maybe a half hour, maybe,
then
condensed it down. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. Very impressive. And then we also would like to award Spencer Jones who seriously just talk to us. That's all it took. So those of you who didn't enter the contest, all you needed to do was talk to us, and you could have won. So way to go, Spencer. We will reward your wish for one by giving one. And then honorable mention, four out of all of our prizes to give will go to Jake Peterson. Jake posted a video that was just about Sly Cooper, but we weren't sure whether
Sly Cooper tribute video.
It had 20,000 hits on YouTube,
and we were like, "Wow!" And so we asked him we just want to know if it was his video, and he said, "I would love to say it's mine, but I cannot tell a lie." Here's how we make it a Sly Cooper video.
Oh, you want the music?
No, I got it. I got it right here. This is what we always need in any kind of video submission. This is from Jake Peterson. Says, I'd love to say it's mine, but I cannot tell a lie. I mean, you just said to post a video. You should totally still include me in the running, though. Please come. The problem is that I have no clue how to make a YouTube video. And these types of contests are discriminatory against people like me with no artistic talent. How about a Sly Cooper trivia quiz instead? That's what he said.
That's so great.
That's what he said. Congratulations, Jake.
You know, and that's how low the bar was to receive your copy of Killzone 3. Seriously, there's no excuses.
There was nothing.
Next time we do a giveaway, you really need to contribute, because pretty much at this point, if they participated, they got one. We're only not giving it to the guy that Rickrolled us. That's the only... And all the guys who... And then honorable mention to Samuel Spencer and Brandon Eddie. Thank you for submitting a video. We love them. Unfortunately, we can't do anything for you because you're in England, but you knew that already. But Sam Spencer, we would love to have you make a video in which you do an intro for the show, because we love the way you say our names.
Yeah, Justin Walsham.
So if you could say something like...
And I really want this to be known to Sam, that it's not... This is an American person making fun of your
accent. No.
It's not it. We genuinely were like, wow, this sounds really good.
This sounds really good. We love the way you said it. So if you could say something like, and now the second funniest podcast with your hosts, Justin Warsham and Kevin Miller.
You don't even have to put it to music. Yeah, I could do all that.
You will do that. We will put it in the intro.
You can email it to us or whatever.
Whatever you want.
We'll figure it out via email.
We would love to include it. We love to hear you say our names.
Yeah, so all of you guys, please, and we'll post links to the video on the Facebook page so that everybody can get a chance to see these great videos. And, if for all of you guys, please send us an email, show@secondfunniestpodcast.com, with your address so that we could get it to the people that are going to send you your Hellgas copy. And then do me a favor also.
Jiminy Christmas.
Is there anyone here to help me, please? What is that, buddy? Oh, it's a mobile, huh?
Not. I just take that picture.
So anyway, send us that email with your address so we could get those fired off. And if you can, please, when it gets there or at some point, send us a picture via email.
Yeah,
post it
that'd
up
be great.
On the Facebook wall of you with your copy so we could see what you look like with your pretty face. Poker face. So that's it. We did our show?
I think we did it. Let's see, what else did I want to talk about? We'll have to talk about it later. I wanted to talk about the fact that Microsoft is purchasing Skype, so that's pretty cool.
Oh.
That's huge.
I thought it was Google.
Nope, Microsoft.
Oh.
Atari Jaguar, because we always need to talk about old platforms that sucked. And the StarCraft MMORPG, all those things we can talk about another day.
There's a StarCraft MMORPG?
Blizzard has announced that they are working on a new MMORPG. The general consensus is that it will be in the StarCraft universe.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. I was looking for
that game I'd play. I'd pay $15 a month to look at that game. Maybe.
You start off very strong and then it completely bails.
Well, I'm just saying, if it's anything like Warcraft, it's just Guild Wars is free and there's a story involved.
Next week.
Hey, you did it.
I did it.
You did it, and it only took you a minute.
You can send us an email to show. No, I had that already. I had the Think Geek thing I had to do. You can send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com or give us a call, 408-228-4911. Do not forget that this show is brought to you by GameStop. So if you're buying your next game, please go to secondfunniespodcast.com, click on the GameStop banner, and then order right away because we get a little taste. We wet a beak, if you would. Also, the other sponsor of the show is ThinkGeek.com. This item this week, Smart Mass Thinking Putty. Thinking person's putty, the ultimate stress reduction toy, like your kid's putty, but way better in every way. Bounces, stretches, lifts, comics, shears, tears, and shatters. So get that at ThinkGeek.com.
It's amazing.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
It was a fun show, fun contest. Can't wait to see all the pictures of you guys with your Hellgas edition.
Yeah, so, where's Icy Fudge's video, by the way? I thought for sure he'd submit.
He doesn't like us.
What the F, yeah. Icy Fudge? We gave you a effing PlayStation effing 3. F stands for fun.
Ben even had the chipmunk version of the Creed song.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to watch that video. Man.
Well
it
done.
It was good.
On behalf of my good friend, Kevin Miller, this is Justin Warsham saying,
okay, bye.
Jump my breath, let's talk about it.